Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. My barber found a small wire sticking out of my head, submitted by OQS. I just got back from the barber, and I have to be honest, I'm mildly freaking the hell out right now. I have to be in for more work in a couple of hours, and I haven't slept at all. I've been hanging around the No Sleep subreddit for a while, and you all seem to give pretty level advice for weird stuff like this, so I'm hoping someone can at least help me figure out what's happening. I go to the same guy to get my hair cut once every month or two. Nothing was unusual when I was back in August, but as he was working around the back of my head today, he suddenly stopped. His face in the mirror looked puzzled. "Huh," he said. "What's up, Nick?" "Clippers jammed on something. Give me a second." He switched to a different set of clippers and started to work again in the same area. The clippers almost immediately made a strange buzzing and clicking, like a tiny motor was bumping up against something. "Damnedest thing," he said. "I think there's something in your hair." "Like what? A knot?" "A knot wouldn't bust up a set of clippers like this. There's got to be something more solid than that." "Really? I showered this morning. There wasn't anything there." "Give me a second." He grabbed a comb and started poking around through my hair, right around the soft spot under the skull and the back of my head. "There's like a bit of plastic here," he said after a minute. "Black. It looks like a bit of wire. Must be tangled up in your hair. Hold tight. This might hurt a bit." There was a slight tug, and I immediately felt an explosion of pain in my head. It felt like a massive drill bit was boring through the back of my skull, and I saw a bright burst of light. I screamed and jumped away from him. "Jesus Christ, Nick, what the hell did you do to me?" He stared at me, looking as confused and freaked out as I was. He didn't say anything. "Nick, what's wrong? What did you do?" I asked again. He just shook his head. Then, I don't even know what happened next. I saw his mouth moving, but what came out was just a garbled mess of noise. It was as if someone had taken all the tiny bits and pieces of sound that make human speech, programmed them into a massive keyboard, and then just started banging on all the keys at once. The sounds didn't seem to even match his mouth, and I continued hearing them when it was clear he wasn't actually speaking. My heart started pounding, and then I heard a loud screeching sound and felt the same jolt of pain in my head. I shut my eyes and pressed my hands to my temples. "What you're saying, maybe you should sit down." I looked back up. "What? What did you say?" I asked the barber. The pain made me feel like I was going to be sick. Nick looked relieved. "Oh, thank God, kid. That scared the hell out of me." "What happened?" "You jumped up and just started babbling at me," he said. "I couldn't understand what you were saying. It didn't sound like any language I've ever heard." I felt dizzy. I sat back down and tried to catch my breath. After a moment, I asked Nick if I could, very carefully, try to clear a space around whatever it was he had discovered on my head. He picked up a small pair of scissors and got to work. After a few minutes, he held up a mirror to show me the spot he had been working on. There was a circle of almost bald heads.